Greetings in the name of our Savior, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord Jesus, by whom we may come to worship our God in an acceptable way. May He draw together with us this morning. As usual, I will just highlight a couple of items, notices, activities, ways in which we would seek to serve God, and deal with that at the moment. As usual, most items are printed for you. There's one I would like to emphasize that is on the bottom right of page 2 of the service sheet, that as we did for the first time last year, we hope to be able to have a stall at the summer fair at the school just up the hill here. That's on Saturday the 25th of June, and it would be great to have contributions from a number of folk, as many as possible. And some initial planning, we're hoping to talk about that a little bit after the service next Sunday morning, for those who can stop just for a few minutes to get the ball rolling after coffee next Sunday. So do please give attention to that. Otherwise, I think I just urge you to make use of the list there and the prayer items, a number of events, etc., that I will bring to your attention. And there's also a full set of the various magazines, the free for the young people. The instructor will go out on the table after the Sunday school once the families have received a copy. And there's also the missionary prayer notes. So do please make as much use of those as you possibly can. I'm also going to put one little, it's just the one copy that I've received. It's camps that have been going in Eastern Europe for quite a number of years, and there's a brochure about those. So there are the Free Church youth camps, but there are other camps where younger people and young at heart can go and get involved and do some work amongst the folk, needy folk in Eastern Europe. So this will be on the back table as well, and if somebody is interested, you want to take it, and we can get some more in as well. And then, as we often do, talking about birthdays, I have one, a belated birthday that I didn't have an accurate record, but we could perhaps remember the Becker family. Rubens turned 1 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks yesterday, so perhaps remember them in a particular way. The wee fellow hasn't been too well for quite some time, and I think just general pressures on the family. So do uphold them. But so he is, Rubens is 1 year and 2 weeks and a day old. So do please remember them. So with all of these things, we continue to turn to the worship of God. We come because of the Word of God itself who calls us. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. So let us turn to fulfill this call and to sing first of all this morning in Psalm 146, as we find it on page 191. Psalm 146, page 191. We'll sing the first four stanzas, the verses marked 1 to 6. I think this is a tremendous psalm where it speaks of the greatness of God in verse 6. He made earth and heavens and so on. It speaks of His own promise, and that's His word to man, that He keeps, He is faithful evermore, and that He identifies with man, that He is the one, as the following verses also talk about, who delivers. He is the one who comes near to man and calls Himself by the name of man, Jacob's God. Psalm 146, 1-6, praise the Lord, my soul, all praise Him. I'll extol Him all my days. And then down to verse 6. Let's stand to sing, and we'll stay standing after that to pray together.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all praise Him. I'll extol Him all my days. While I live to God, my Savior, all my heart.
Together. O Lord, we give thanks that we should be in a place where we receive your call, where we both learn of you and we learn that we may return praises unto you. We learn of your great mercies towards us. Perhaps things that many of us have heard many a time already, but yet help us to see them afresh this morning. To reflect upon your mercies new each day, according to your great faithfulness. That even as we enjoy the things of our daily lives, that we will be caused directly to think upon you, your great love towards us. That we confess before your God that there are many times when we find life difficult, even in our perhaps our relatively comfortable circumstances. Help us to look to you in these things too. To know that we cannot do anything in our own strength. No man can do what we have most need of. May we resort to you at all times, that we too might be faithful and constant in our confession, both in word and in life. We ask that today, as we gather in this way, it will be an encouragement to that. That we will encourage one another and be actively doing so. That we will extend to one another that love that you bestow upon us. O Lord, we also confess that we would so often take the place that is rightfully yours. We would seek to direct our own lives according to our pleasure. Help us once more to think clearly upon yourself, to know that you are the one who does not perish, the one who is indeed over all things, the one who has made all things, and yet the one who is also pleased to reach down, to deliver, to uphold the needy. The one who will deal righteously in all things. That we will, therefore, put our trust in you. That you will be our help. That we might go out in this life to live as you have purposed for us. To live for your glory. To uphold the honor of your name. And so in all that we are facing today, O God, in all that we reflect on, as we think about whether it's our own lives or lives of those around us, lives in different parts of the world, in all things, renew us, we pray, O God, in our confidence, our assurance, that you do all things well, and that you are indeed worthy all the blessing and honor, glory and power. Worthy is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb that gave himself for us, that was slain, to take away our sins that we might appear righteous before you. We commend ourselves to you, O God, only in his name. We pray that we might also know the assurance of your forgiving of us, all the more to go forward in ways that are honoring unto you and unto him. Enable us by your Spirit, we pray, in what we do now and in what comes before us. And all these things, O Lord, as we pray that you would graciously accept us, may these things be only to your glory and to your praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Let us read and hear together the law of God, this rule of great rule of thankfulness for our lives, as it was for the people of Israel who first received it. We can read it in a couple of places. You'll find it perhaps in Exodus 20. You'll also find it, as I read this morning, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the second presentation of the law to the people of Israel, as they were reminded 40 years on of what God had done and said to and for them. The words of the Lord: I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. So far there in God's word. Let us also turn to continue our readings in Genesis. And we come this morning to chapter 9, and we'll take the first section through to verse 17. So Genesis chapter 9, 1 to 17. Continuing as we have been reading. Previous chapter tells of Noah and the animals coming out of the ark after their salvation in the great flood. And so in chapter 9, so God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that move on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for four perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. So far in that passage of God's word, we have here a number of principles, guidance regarding life, both animal and human. The blood, the meat that is here given to man to be eaten. There is also the great reminder that even now, after sin is so well established on the earth, man was made in the image of God. It still lingers. And then that perhaps reasonably well known, although maybe not in the detail, but that well-known sign of the great covenant with Noah, that rainbow, this is where it appears. There's a reminder through all of this where it is a covenant not just with man, but with all creation. As Paul puts it in Romans, that creation groans until the redemption of the body. We have afflicted the rest of creation by our sin. But when the rainbow appears, God says, I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant. It's not that he forgets, but it is for us to also look on it and to know that he remembers. So let's benefit from this reading in God's word. May he set his blessing on it this morning. Let us respond by turning once more to sing the great psalm concerning God's word, that he makes himself known to us. He makes known our ways. In Psalm 119, page 158. Psalm 119, and we'll sing the fourth section, so that's the verses 25 to 32. My soul is laid low in the dust. Give life according to your word. I showed my ways. You answered me. Teach me your just decrees. O Lord, instruct me in your precepts way. I'll think upon your works at length. And so through to the end of that section, verse 32, 25 to 32, standing again to sing.
My soul is laid low in the dust.